Tom, can we go back? We need Chris Matthews again. Grab number 10. Audio soundbite number 10. This from Chris Matthews last night on his, it wasn't hardball. It was his election coverage on PMSNBC.
The body language of the two is so different. You have this very waspy fella, Lamont, very calm, very casual, very St. Paul's almost, in the prep school sense. Lieberman, of course, is the schmaltzy ethnic guy, the Uncle Tanoose, you know, the guy that's very much kind of lachrymose in his almost post-nasal drip voice of his, but he doesn't look happy.
All right, now, the schmaltzy ethnic guy, the Uncle Tanoose. And as I said in the last hour, Uncle Tanoose was a character on the old Danny Thomas show, and I think pretty safe in saying that Uncle Tanoose is played by Hans Conried, huge hook nose and so forth. Here's Matthews describing. Let's be honest about this, folks. Let's just put it out there. When you say somebody is a schmaltzy ethnic guy, you're not talking about an Arab. You are talking about a Jew. You describe somebody as a schmaltzy ethnic guy who is pulse nasal drip with his voice, lachrymose and so forth. Uncle Tanoose, in character, was a Lebanese Arab. Danny Thomas was a Christian Lebanese, and Uncle Tanoose, therefore. But isn't it interesting that you have Chris Matthews describing an Arab as a Jew on the basis of appearance? Schmaltzy ethnic guy, which... there are some people saying this, but they're dancing around it. But one of the little, not often discussed aspects of the kook fringe base of the Democratic Party, I'm just going to put it out there, is it's anti-Semitism. There is so much anti-Semitism today in the Democratic Party. I don't think it's an accident that Sharpton and the Reverend Dax are up there standing behind Lamont.
Their party has been taken over by people that are anti-Israel, as in Cindy Sheehan and Soros, who happens to be a self-hating Jew.
Right.
They hate Israel. They hate Jews. They're terrorism deniers. And I just hope it's a wake-up call to the Jewish people that are out there. Is that still the best party for them?
Yeah, I doubt that that's going to happen. It's going to take a little bit more than this. The seat of this anti-Semitism right now is focused in kooks, like Sheehan and the blogs and the MoveOn.org people and Soros,